When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You are listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview. We're in studio today with Scott Peters, the Chief of Police here in Lander, Pete Abrams, the Law Enforcement Liaison for YDOT, and Cody Beers, the Senior Public Relations Specialist for YDOT. They're here today to talk about the Fremont County DUI Task Force. We're going to learn a little bit about the history of the task force, some data, and we're going to be hearing a lot from them today about upcoming events also. We've got Super Bowl Sunday coming up this weekend. There's going to be another regional tournament going on in Lander and Riverton here in a few weeks. So there's going to be a lot of action from the DUI Task Force, but we're going to be learning quite a bit about them here today. But before we get into all that, how's everyone doing this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Pete, thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon, Vince.
Chief, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
And Cody, appreciate you coming in as well. All three of you, I know you're all very busy gentlemen, so I do appreciate you taking the time to come here on Coffee Time today to talk about the Fremont County DUI Task Force. We've been hearing a lot more about this task force the last couple years. We've been getting it out on County 10. We've been throwing things out on the radio. You guys have been doing a great job of getting the information out to the public about what you guys are doing. But just for our listeners who don't know, kind of talk us through what the Fremont County DUI Task Force is.
Well, first of all, thanks for getting the word out. Our partners in the media have been very active in Fremont County and talking about our operations both before, during, and after, which is goes a long way in educating the public on what we're out here to do. But a little bit of history and background. We started a DUI task force in Fremont County way back in 2015. At that time, we were doing DUI task forces in six counties around the state that generally followed a calendar of holidays and events where historically we have high crashes and high rates of impaired driving. So, you know, some of these are very common. New Year's Eve, for example, Super Bowl, 4th of July, mm-hmm. Labor Day, Memorial Day holiday, things of that nature. So these operations back in those days were fairly simple. We would put out a media release prior saying, you know, we're going to be out doing impaired driving enforcement over the weekend. You know, please buckle up, watch your speed, don't drink and drive. And then the agencies would go out and do what they always do. And then afterwards, we would publicize the activity. You know, we made this many stops, we arrested this many impaired drivers, etc. And it was very much a cut and paste operation across these six counties across the state. And then COVID happened. And it shut that down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of time to sit back and look at our data and look at our programs and come to a decision ultimately that we were going to go to Fremont County and we were going to put a tremendous amount of effort in rebuilding a DUI task force, which, as I explained earlier, was pretty much just media releases and enforcement, a pretty standard template. But we knew we needed a broader-based, more comprehensive approach in Fremont County. And Fremont County is critical because of this. There was a 20-year span where Fremont County had the highest impaired driving fatality rate per capita in the country.
It was scary numbers.
Scary numbers per capita, right? So for population, Fremont County was as red hot as any spot on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We recruited some talent and we examined how we were doing things and we decided that we needed to have a more comprehensive, broad-based approach that involved not only law enforcement, not only education, not only engineering, but, you know, treatment, the courts, prosecutors, city leaders, county government, local decision makers.
You just kind of want to have that broader understanding from every aspect.
Right. Health department, of the prevention coalitions, organizations like Injury Prevention Resources. Mm-hmm. So we expanded our model, we expanded our footprint, we expanded our influence, because it's not only an enforcement problem. There are ordinances that need to be looked at. There's tips training. You know, sale of alcohol. These are all strategies. There are all best practices to reduce impaired driving and its impact in a community. So just over 2 years, well, we're in our third year now of this reformulated DUI task force that started back in 2021. And now we're really beginning to see in the data some serious gains and improvements. And this means lives saved, folks not impacted by the horror of impaired driving crashes and fatalities. So to give an example, from 2022 to 2023, we saw a 33% reduction in impaired driving crashes. We've seen a 49% decrease in impaired driving crash injuries. So these are real lives that are not impacted to the degree that they were previously.
And those are huge numbers.
Those are huge numbers. And the serious metric to follow when it comes to looking at impaired driving in a community is impaired driving crashes, right? Mm-hmm. That's the gauge that I use to judge success, right? And we've seen that here. We've seen a tremendous reduction in fatalities. We had one alcohol-involved fatality last year in Fremont County. We've seen as high as 13 in 2017.
Wow.
But I think it's important to recognize that, you know, we're seeing success because the people in Fremont County have responded. You know, there is a blind spot in every community to impaired driving. And that blind spot has certainly gotten smaller in Fremont County. So we've improved the task force over time. We still have work to do. Chief Peters has organized, secured funding for, and created a multi-jurisdictional DUI team, which is a collection of officers, deputies, and troopers who are very well trained and motivated to go out and prevent impaired driving. And he's been operating the DUI team since October, and they've seen tremendous results, both in the reduction of impaired driving crashes and arrests, but also in driving down crime. This is high visibility enforcement. These are teams of, you know, 6-8 officers, deputies, and troopers that are out working areas where we know, because of the data, that there are high likelihoods of impaired drivers and impaired driving crashes. And because they're out there and they're visible, that drives down crime. The chief can speak more directly to some of the statistics regarding that in these communities when these operations are ongoing. But you drive down crime, you decrease fear in crime. These are all positives for a community.
And Chief, I would love to hear about that aspect of it, the kind of like trickle-down effect of these DUI task force are having on other crimes that are going down.
Yeah, like Pete was saying, we're not randomly going out. We're focusing on where the data is, where our highest fatality areas are, where our highest injury crashes. But also, what coincides normally in a lot of those cases is the crime rates are high in those areas also. So when you talk about driving, besides the DUI side of it, driving crime down, we're seeing an 80% decrease in calls in the areas.
Talk about huge numbers again here. Yep. It's 80% decrease.
Yeah, so wherever the team's going, we're seeing an 80% decrease in crime and calls for service in those areas. So it's not only keeping our roads safer, it's also keeping our communities a whole lot safer.
And I know you've been on here in the past. You've talked about the multi-jurisdictional task force. But for any of our listeners who don't know, talk us through who all that involves.
What that is multi-jurisdictional trafficking involves the Lander Police Department, the Riverton Police Department, the Shoshone Police Department, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, and the Wyoming Highway Patrol. We've all partnered together, kind of like what we talked about in the past. For folks who don't know, we signed an MOU, which is historic in itself in Fremont County because there never was one for all agencies in the county where we universally agree that we can help each other. So that's the team in the core. And then what we do is we've used our data where our high crime rate our high crash rate, our high fatality rates are, and that's where we're allocating the different events to. So we've had 6 events so far in the year. We have a 7th coming up here, which coincides with this task force. So we'll be out there along with everybody else. So.
And that's another amazing thing to hear, just that collaboration between all the different groups. And that explains for any of our residents and community members who might be wondering why Riverton PD might be here in Lander one weekend or vice versa. You see those other law enforcement agents going to those other jurisdictions.
Yeah, it dropped the boundaries. Historically, in Fremont County, without that MOU in place, Lander could only work in Lander. Riverton could only work in Riverton. Now those boundaries are gone when it comes to this team. We have the ability to go help other communities. So, yeah, you'll see a Lander car in Riverton, Riverton car in Lander. I'm sure a few folks on the radio have had more than a few calls since we started this team saying, why is your guy over here stopping people on Main Street in Riverton? Well, you know what? Get used to it. That's the norm now.
Get used to it, yeah. And Cody, I'd be interested to hear from you. No one knows the roads in our state better than you, sir. And they're already dangerous enough. We don't need to be adding substance abuse issues into being out on our roadways. But just kind of talk us through what you've seen from your angle. We were kind of chatting before the interview started. It's those billboards that are talking the deaths in Fremont County from DUIs are going down.
Well, we try to focus our efforts at YDOT on engineering solutions, education solutions, and then enforcement solutions. And if those three things work together, we can make our highways, our bridges, our communities safer. A lot of times in the past, those things didn't always work well together. There wasn't as much communication, but you know, it's funny we're talking about this because we had a group of guys yesterday that went to Casper and took a class in collaboration.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, you know, my first question to these guys was, okay, so what'd you guys do? Get together and sing and dance and
do trust falls.
You know, do kumbaya and trust falls. But, I mean, you can joke about that thing, but it really does matter.
It does.
You're much stronger when you work together. You can affect change when you work together. When you're that single tree on top of the hill where the wind's blowing against you all the time, it's difficult to impact. Mm-hmm. But when this coalition came together, first it was just an enforcement-based thing, and now it's everyone coming together to work on various aspects of these issues regarding substance abuse, drinking and driving, drugged driving. I suppose you could even throw in texting and driving, you know, all those various things, pedestrian safety, just general good health things. And then the enforcement side of that is right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing education, when you're putting a billboard up, you're putting it up because of good things that happened, and you're keeping it positive. You know, we can throw all kinds of ugly statistics up and try to scare people, but I think what we've learned is that doesn't always work. When you try to collaborate and you work with people, you educate, and then you use enforcement kind of as a hammer in the end.
Right, right.
It works a lot better, and I think people gain a better understanding of what our law enforcement officers are out there trying to do. I think just the message that we're all trying to go home every night to our families safely is a good one, because we can all identify, you know. I want to go home and see my wife. You know, I want to be able to see my 30-year-old son this weekend, you know, or whatever. And when we're able to do that and we're able to change the mindset, which I think that we're starting to make some inroads in some areas in Fremont County.
Mm-hmm.
It's that mindset change that if I'm out there driving around and I've done something, you know, that I shouldn't be doing, there's a good chance I'm going to be stopped.
Right.
You know, we heard stories this morning in Riverton. My headlights might be on brights when I'm driving down Federal Boulevard in Riverton. Well, a law enforcement officer sees that, and they're like, that's not normal driving behavior. or a taillight might be out, mm-hmm. or somebody fails to signal. Those are normal things that we all do when we drive, but maybe not when we're under the influence. So
right.
those are the types of things that we're looking for. And then Chief Peters was talking about the DUI team. When they went to work in Riverton over the past couple months, you should have seen social media blow up.
Really?
When somebody's driving and they see a Shoshone police officer pulling someone over in Riverton.
They're posted on Facebook immediately.
Oh, man, it went crazy. And that's exactly what we want.
Right.
Because then that sends a message to the rest of people out there saying, I don't know what these guys are doing, but watch out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just don't go out that night, you know, and they make a better decision based on, you know, what they're seeing. And so the communication, people are looking for this now. They understand that it's wrong. I think they always did, but they were like, there's that, you know, like Pete said, that, you know, that blind spot out there,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get away with it. Well, wouldn't you rather, as a police officer, tell a guy that is arrested for drunk driving that, yeah, you were arrested, but you might actually tell the guy that he killed four or five people that night. You know, that's the type of thing we don't want to have to do anymore.
Mm-mm.
We want people to be safe on our roads. And lastly, I'd say, you know, every time we climb in the vehicle, it's probably, the statistics bear it out, it's one of the most dangerous things we do as normal people every day when we go driving around in our vehicles. And when you don't have people out there making decisions that are going to harm people's lives, then everybody's safer.
Well, and then especially on these high traffic, big event weekends, these holidays and everything, because like you said, the information's getting out there, you're seeing it in real time, but some people, that may be business as usual for them doing these kinds of things. And adding that many people all in one location at one time, it just makes it that much more unsafe. And maybe maybe like you said, something's clicking with them finally. Oh, maybe this isn't the weekend to do what I was going to do.
Well, and it starts to change the mindset, as
right.
I said, you know, to where people are going to call a friend for a ride, or they're going to their date, you know, maybe their date will drink that night and I'll drive her home or something, mm-hmm. you know, having a plan before you go out and party.
Or like Chief and I always say, if you live here in Lander, walk. It's short enough distance here in Lander. Everywhere is walking distance in Lander, Wyoming. I think that this is great to hear. And then, like you said too, seeing those billboards that are saying that the death rates are going down, it's just providing hope. It's something that's giving hope to the people who are seeing them out there. I know anytime I drive by them, I mean, it really does change my mood. It gives me hope every time I see it for our community and hearing about these task force and the positive effects that they're having. Well, and then I do know that there's going to be another. So we've got this weekend coming up. This is Super Bowl weekend. So if anyone wants to share just why it's mega important for this week, are we going to be seeing a lot of people coming into town? This is a big celebration weekend, correct?
Yeah, historically, one of the bigger drinking days of the year is Super Bowl Sunday. So that's the aspect of when the team's being out.
It is. It's and a lot of people are going to be driving around. They're going to be rooting for their team. They're going to be imbibing. So, like you said, be safe. Have a plan. Think ahead. We just did an interview recently with folks from WRTA who are going to be providing safe rides this weekend for Super Bowl Sunday in Lander and Riverton. So go check out County 10's website. Look for the article on that. You can go to WRTA's website. Call them specifically. Figure out pick up. And drop off location times. I think that's going from 4:00 to 11:00, the safe rides on Sunday. And aside from that, we've got, as Cody mentioned, there's going to be a big tournament weekend coming up here in a few weekends. It's a 1A and 2A regional basketball. That's another time when we may not be thinking why should we be having extra forces out there, but that's a lot of families out on the road. That's a lot of kids out on the road, and that's a lot of people traveling. So what more can you tell us about what's coming up for that weekend?
Well, 1A, 2A is, I mean, it's a Lander-Riverton specific thing, but what's been identified through the years is that we do have a lot of impaired drivers on the road during those events. You wouldn't think so for a high school event, but, you know, it's been proven through the data that it is there. So, yeah, we'll be out in force again, same as we'll be this weekend, trying to keep the road safe. And the one thing to remember is, like when Pete was talking about, 2017, we lost 13 people. Last year, we lost one. Well, some people, you know, that number is not by itself. So that one person had families. You know, mm-hmm. they had husbands, they had wives, they had kids, they had cousins. So, you know, it affects a lot more people than just that one number. So, you know, like Cody always says, you know, losing one on our roads is too many.
Exactly. So. It is. It's always a tough moment for our community when we have a loss like that. Especially now, if we mentioned before, in the days of social media, too, you see that immediate response. You see how it affects people on a personal level. How just things like this that are helping prevent that. Hats off to the task force as well. Pete, were you wanting to add something here?
Well, I just want to reiterate the fact you mentioned, you know, WRTA, which I neglected to mention, and this is an important part of the strategy in reducing impaired driving is. Providing a safe ride to someone, you know, eliminates that excuse. You know, I had to drive, I had to get home. You know, it takes away that excuse. It's a safe alternative. So kudos to the WRTA for putting that together and serving the citizens of Fremont County. Fremont County has done such a good job at every level in this task force that it's been proposed, and we have proposed in two other counties in Wyoming to use this same model. To reduce crashes and the impact of impaired driving in those communities, and so we look to have two more counties up and running by Memorial Day this year.
That's amazing to hear. If you mentioned that this is a big collaborative effort too, if there are other agencies or individuals who want to reach out to the task force, maybe kind of provide information that you guys may find beneficial, how can they reach out?
Well, we look for, I have a short list here, typically speaking, the task force, you know, we need input and we need expertise from the treatment community. The coroners are important, probation and parole, the prosecutors, the courts, coalitions, prevention coalitions, prevention management. Educators and education.
Mm-hmm.
The health department is active in all of these endeavors. MAD or SAD chapters. In some places, we have the liquor dealers participate. We have the Craft Brewers Guild, probation and parole, local political leaders and decision makers. So this is, you know, this is just generally speaking what these coalitions like to have in their membership, because we can't, you know, law enforcement, we can't arrest ourselves out of this problem. There has to be a comprehensive approach, you know, that involves the courts and treatment and education. And these are things that law enforcement is outside our wheelhouse. So, you know, we have everything from tips training to providing safe rides. You know, these are all strategies to drive down impaired driving. And collectively, that's how you get results. You don't get results by throwing people in jail.
Exactly. That is the second time that you mentioned tips training. What is that for our listeners who might not know, and how can they find out more information on how to get that training?
Contact Tana Groomsmith. I believe Tana handles all the coordination and training for tips, which is responsible service training for people who serve alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guarding against over service and things of that nature. So again, it's another successful strategy that you can use to drive down impaired driving.
Just one more example of that big collaborative effort that is the Fremont County DUI Task Force. Appreciate you guys coming in today. One more time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.